I'm back after having my body ravaged by norovirus. Well, that was a bit dramatic, but it wasn't a whole lot of fun, that's for sure. And what a way to return with what I believe could very well be one of, if not the first appearance of the Swell Music Quiz, simply known as the Musical Quiz. This one is from May 29th, 1992. Because of that, I have titled it The Debut Album. By the way, this is from the Ed Mullen Collection. The opening track was a Kid Company promo, some lottery numbers and scores. Then the panel is introduced. Ed Mullen, I'm producing, playing sound effects, and participating on the phone from Master Control. Jack Hart, clearly relaxing by lighting up and enjoying some hot tea. Listen for the sounds. Categories and rules, which have to be explained and re-explained over and over. Yeah, big surprise. That's never changed. Now get this on the categories. Only rock and roll and big bands. And let me note that this one was on from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. Of course, your prize was a wonderful, suitable for framing, diploma/certificate of award. Our callers, and there are some great familiar voices. Glenn from Danvers, who needs the rules explained again, but for a good reason. Mary from Kittery. I do think this is the first time we've heard her on The Vault of Silliness. Sam in Newton. Jimmy from Winthrop. Ruth Clennett. Jack in Boston. Andy from Woburn. Glenn in Brighton. Gary from New Hampshire. Jim in Woburn. Tammy from Kentucky. Rick in Boston, Eric from Ontario, Canada, Fred in Maine, Nancy in Chelsea, surrounded by 72,000 people, Eric from Canton, Bill in Chelsea, Rob from Melrose, Bob in Fitchburg, Norman in Marblehead, Peter from North Chelmsford, Don in Peabody, Arnold from Winthrop. An upcut call with Ben starts hour two, Rusty from Winchendon, Wilf from North Ontario, Canada, whom must be related to Robert from Everett. Mike from Andover, Janet in Rhode Island, looking for the Juice Man, and Bob from Maine. We close the show with a bonus traffic report. B-sides. The Board of Outstanding Unanswered Questions is overflowing with outstanding unanswered questions. A traitorous, noisy, yet knowledgeable Jack Hart. Let's Dance with Bob Clayton and the Boston Ballroom. Longing for a Certificate of Award. Rhythm Carrots. Dick Stabile and his orchestra. Old Normans. Arthur Friedman. Joyce Kilhaywick. The Jewish Forward. La Notizia di Giorno and La Page. Wah. Norm's Hungarian Gypsy Princess Grandmother. The Anvil Chorus performed by the panel. Butt aches and balloon angioplasty. 90 minutes into this game and Norm has forgotten the rules. Norm does an Al Hibbler impression that'll leave you speechless. In that little cafe in Antwerp, Belgium. Commercials and promos. Kid Company. Two from Liberty Chevrolet's Giant Conversion Van Show. Ask a Nurse. Norm tells us all about Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca together again at the Charles Playhouse. Two from Purity Supermarkets with Peter Sedini, president of said supermarkets. A Matter of Health sponsored by St. Elizabeth's Hospital. The overnight sensation himself, Tom Bergeron, for the Scotia Prince. Another Purity commercial, but this time it's manager Kevin Morrison of the remodeled Purity Superstore in Hingham, with testimonials from customers. And Peter Mead for the All Walks of Life AIDS Walk. Episode 139, the debut album, grooves its way to your ears now.
WBZ has something for you and your kids to do on Saturdays. Every Saturday afternoon at 5, it's WBZ's Kid Company, a radio news magazine produced for kids that can get your whole family talking. Kid Company, games and prizes, thoughtful conversation, and a good time you can share with your children. Kid Company, tomorrow afternoon at 5 on New England's news and information station, WBZ, AM 1030.
Okay, we'll be playing the musical quiz coming up in just a little bit. Our phone number is 254-1030, area code 617. I'll explain the rules in just a moment. But first, the winning lottery numbers, Massachusetts Daily, 7613, Mass Cash, 6, 15, 17, 29, and 31. The Tri-State Daily, 274 and 8624. And in sports, the Portland Trail Blazers beat Utah 105-97, so Portland wins that series 4-2. Meantime, the final series will begin next Wednesday. Chicago, in that other series, Chicago leads Cleveland 3-2. So Portland will take on, obviously, either the Chicago Bulls or the Cleveland Cavs. And the games, again, will start on Wednesday. Let's see. Hold on 1 minute there. Hold on. Just the finals begin Wednesday night in Portland if the Cavaliers win, and in Chicago on Wednesday night if the Bulls win. Red Sox won. They beat California 2-1. Other games in the American League, Kansas City beat Detroit 5-1. Texas took Chicago 4-2. And one game in the National League, Chicago over San Francisco 5-0. In the National Hockey League playoff, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 3-1. The Penguins lead in that series against the Blackhawks 2-0.
The biggest selection of conversion vans is here for you this weekend. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center Wakefield. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Come meet the factory reps from Explorer, Charade, Gladiator, Mark III, and Tiara. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show under the tent at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center. Conversion van prices start at only $15,999. And register to win a free color TV, VCR, a Nintendo game, plus exciting vacation packages. Enjoy free hot dogs and hamburgers from Liberty's Weenie Wagon. Plus, every test drive comes with a free baseball cap. Don't miss the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and Van Center Wakefield this weekend only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Take Route 128 to Exit 41 in Wakefield, where you see the giant tent and the large American flag. To get to the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center.
My mom believed that you had to feed a fever. So as a kid, if I ever had a temperature, she'd make me eat lots of food. And she'd put about 27 blankets on me so I'd sweat it out. I'll never forget it. It was terrible.
Common sense healthcare answers from the nurses at Ask a Nurse.
Of course, what my mom should have done was get my temperature down, not up. You know, lots of clear fluids to drink, ice chips to eat, tepid baths. Now, mind you, you have to be very careful with fevers, especially with kids. And if you have any doubts, call me for help in assessing the symptoms, or call your doctor. If you don't have a doctor, well, we can help you there, too.
This healthcare information has been brought to you by the nurses at Ask a Nurse. If you have a healthcare question, call us anytime, day or night. It's free, and it's confidential.
I sure wish Ask a Nurse had been around when I was in my blanket sauna.
Ask a Nurse, the 24-hour answer to your healthcare questions. Call them anytime at 1-800-544-2424.
Okay, it's time to play now, the musical quiz. This is our music trivia quiz. We're going to have a panel of three people. Let me introduce you to the panel first of all, because that would be just so darn exciting. Ed Mullen, who is a big expert on rock and roll and probably every kind of music known to man, since Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks was written by Richard Strauss, the great tone poem writer, and knows every kind of music right up to the current day.
That's how do you know?
How do I know? Please. And we have Tony, of course, our producer, Tony Nesbitt.
I'm right here.
He'll be answering the phones. He'll be playing the game. He'll be sounding the buzzer. He'll be doing a lot of stuff because he happens to be a terribly talented human being.
Thank you. You won't get an argument from me on that.
And nor will we get one from Jack Hart, who looks upon you as his role model.
Yeah, but you might get an argument.
Hey, no arguments, understand? Oh. I hate dissension in my ranks. Okay, these are the three folks on our panel on this end of the program for this music quiz. Now, here's what you do. You call 254-1030. Outside the area, of course, our area code is 617. You mention to us which area you would like to deal with, either rock, and that could deal with anything from Bill Haley, that period on to the current period. Or if you want to deal with big bands, what we will do is give you a question in that category. You will then ask us, if you get the correct answer, you will then ask us a question in that same area. And if you stump us, then we will ask you the final question. And if you guess that, then you win a diploma, a certificate of award, or something like that. It's not much of a prize, and you'll probably use it to line the birdcage first thing. You probably won't hold on to it long, but it should be kind of fun. Okay, you panel members all set to go?
Yes.
Ready, Master?
Yes.
Well, that's really exciting. Okay. Let's take our first contestant. Again, 254-1030, area code 617. I'd suggest you call now, because once we get going on these things, I suspect that we'll be just jammed with calls. Here's Glenn in Danvers. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Okay, thank you. Which category would you like to try?
Well, I need to have the rules explained to me, because while you were explaining them, I had your producer on the line, and I couldn't hear both of you at the same time.
Okay, first of all, we'll give you a question. You have to pick the categories, either rock and roll or the big band era.
Okay, I'll take rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay, here is your question from Ed Muller.
Okay, the question is, the first question is, who sung the theme song to Chico and the Man?
Jose Feliciano.
That's correct.
Okay, now you ask us a question. Have you got a question?
Okay, what rock and roll act holds the record for the most weeks at number 2 on the Billboard charts without ever reaching number 1?
A record that holds the record achieving number 2 position on Billboard, but never getting to route 1, more so than anybody
else. The group or the record?
Are you talking about the single?
I'm talking about the single.
All right.
Number 2 for the most weeks without ever reaching number 1.
Okay, anybody know the answer to that?
Would this be by the Rolling Stones?
No, it would not.
Oh. Okay,
should we talk about hints now, Norm?
No hints.
Should we lure in a blindfold?
No. You stumped us. Okay, so we'll ask you the final question. If you get this, you win a certificate of award. Here's your final question.
What's the answer?
Yeah, let's hear the answer.
Oh, yeah, the answer. What is the answer?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, the answer is the group is called Foreigner.
Oh, really?
Oh.
What
song? The song was called Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Oh.
No
it was
kidding.
Number
good
two
question.
For, number uh-huh. 2 for 10 weeks in a row.
Hmm.
Great.
Because the number 1 song for 10 weeks in a row was Physical from Olivia Newton-John.
Oh.
Son of a gun.
Couldn't knock that one off the top.
Okay, here's a question for you now.
Here's the final question. What's Buddy Holly's real first name?
And it's not Bud.
Okay, we'll give you about 10 seconds.
Buddy Holly's first name is Robert.
Robert? That's wrong.
I guess it's Robert.
That's wrong.
Yeah, what is
wrong.
Okay, what is his name? Oh, no, wait a minute, hold it. I tell you what we're going to do now. Anybody who knows the answer to that, you can use that as your first question. Well, so we'll just have it hang there, and we won't tell you the answer. If you want to call and say, hey, I know Buddy Holly's first name, it was Sydney or something, and if you get the correct answer, then that's your first question. Hey, thanks very much for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Good night now.
Good night, Glenn. Let's go to Mary. Oh, it's Mary and Kittery. How you doing, Mary?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What category would you like, Mary?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Uh huh.
Oh, what a talented lady you are in all areas. Okay, here's your question.
Okay, we're talking about a famous group, Mary, and before they call themselves by a name that everybody knows, they were called Carl and the Passions. Their name was Carl and the Passions. Then they changed their name to a very famous name that we all know.
The Beatles.
Sorry.
I was going to ask you, you don't give hints, and I was going to ask you, what year?
Big group in the 60s.
Oh, in the 60s. See, I'm from the 40s.
Yeah,
that's
see,
when rock and roll was king.
Yeah, there was no there was no rock and roll in the 40s, though.
Jitterbug.
Yeah, but that wasn't rock and roll. That was swing. I thought you'd ask a question about the big bands.
Oh,
but,
all right.
But anyway, no, we have to move along, all Mary, right. But thank you very much. And that question is there, too. We'll put that question up on the board in case anybody wants to call.
Why do we have a feeling we'll be running out of space on the board?
Yeah.
I think
it'll be a pretty big board.
We have two questions, then you can answer either one of those. Anybody, if they want to take that as their first question. Sam and Newton. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm going to try to win something here.
Okay, good.
I'll go for the big bands.
Okay, the big bands. Here's your question then. What instrument was played by all these three orchestra leaders? They all played the same instrument. Larry Clinton, Vaughn Monroe, and Louis Prima. What was the instrument that Larry Clinton, Vaughn Monroe, and Louis Prima played?
I'm all in person. Used to go to the Meadows to see Vaughn Monroe.
I have a feeling you're stalling there, Sam.
I'm thinking while I'm talking. Give me a couple of seconds to think.
Okay,
about
I'll give you just five more seconds. Okay?
I'd have to say trumpet.
That's exactly right.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good stuff.
Okay, now hit us with a question.
I got to give you a good question.
Yeah, no, this is the second part. If you get past that, you have to ask us a question, yes.
Now I have to ask you a question.
I think we made that pretty clear, Sam.
You know, I think you have to ask us a question now.
Does he really have to ask us a question?
Okay.
Okay, ask a question, quickly.
Okay, I have a good question.
Okay.
Then ask it.
What instrument did the musician play that played the longest with the Count Basie band?
And who
was it?
I believe that was Freddie Green, who played guitar.
That's right.
Huh. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm glad you chose that category. I have a feeling not too many people are, but it was good that you did. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's a good question. Back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is all that humming going on the line? Is that you? I always want to blame that on Jack.
Yeah, I don't know all the words.
Oh, Jesus. Could you? You know, that's the dumb birthday game kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
254-1030. Those of you who call, by all means, you know, have a question for us, too. While you're calling, think of a question you can ask for us, because that's the second part, if you should answer our question. As we go to Jimmy in Winthrop. Hi, Jim.
How are you doing, Norm?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good. My category is rock and roll.
Okay.
Okay, your first question is, what's the title of Bruce Springsteen's first album?
The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle?
That's the second album.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jim. There's another question we're going to have to put up on the board, too. Anybody wants to answer that one?
I have the answer, I believe.
Well, no.
You're
not part of that whole thing.
I want a certificate, though.
Okay, we have 254-1030. Area code is 617. If you want to play the musical quiz game, we have lots of lines that are open. How come that? I thought the lines would all be just totally jammed. Okay, we'll get to the next one in just a moment. Let me tell you the weather meantime. Is that you making all that noise?
It could be the air conditioning in here, but I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Every time we let you on the air, Jack, we get a lot of noise. I know what that is. I think you're a pain in the neck, if you ask me. 5-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast from Roy Gallant. Calls for mostly sunny this coming day, which should be a lovely day. And quite pleasant with high temperatures 70 to 75 degrees. At night, mostly clear, lows 48. Saturday, sunshine yielding to clouds, high 70 to 75, cooler near the coast. Sunday, rain may arrive, overnight, Saturday night into Sunday, may continue into Sunday with high 65, and Monday a mixture of clouds and sun, perhaps another shower, highs in the mid-70s. Okay, Ruth, which category would you like to
pick? I'm going to take Big Ben because Ed Mullen will kill me.
Ruth, I'm so glad to hear from you.
How are you?
Good, thank you. And how about you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, with what band did Norma Jean Ekstrom sing?
Huh.
Norma Jean Ekstrom. I'll give you one clue. That was not her. That was not the name you know her by. That was her real name. But she used another name that was very well known. And she sang with Benny Goodman.
Peggy Lee.
Yes. Huh. Yes, Peggy Lee's correct.
Who was 72 just the other day.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's hard to believe she's that old. She did some lovely stuff. Anyway, give me a question us a question.
It's not really a big band question, but it's close, I mean.
Well, it should be because that's the category. Let's see. If it could be a big band question, that would be nice. What's the category?
I was going to ask what album was on the charts for a longer period than any other album.
No. Just ask me a big band question, because that's the category. I don't know that
stuff. Ed Mullen would know that.
Well, no, but you
really West Side Story?
No, you have to really stick with the same category, which is the big band. So I'll give you about 3 seconds to think of some question. And those of you listening, if you would just think of a question before you call, that would make it easier.
Yeah, it's hard, though. Name the vocalist with the K. Kaiser Orchestra.
The vocalist. There were a number of them.
No, more than one.
Yes, okay. There was Harry Babbitt.
Right.
There was Ginny Simms.
Right.
And there was Ishka Bibble.
Right.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Ruth.
Thanks. I like the other contest. Try for that soon.
Okay, take care.
Ruth was the one asking for the music contest for years. It's nice to hear from her anyway, though. Next call.
Jack in Boston. What do you say, Jack?
Yes, I'd like to try rock and roll.
Rock and roll, okay.
All right, I'd like to take a shot at the Springsteen question.
Go ahead.
I think it was Greetings from Asbury Park.
We have a winner.
Yeah, who?
I knew that.
Okay.
What's your question?
Who did the original version of Louie Louie?
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
The Kingsmen.
No.
Oh, don't. Come on, Jack. When somebody guesses, you don't try to dispute.
Oh, no.
Somebody
no,
the Kingsmen
are all on the same panel.
Yeah, we're all on the same side, Jack. Do you understand that?
Yes, okay. I'm sorry.
What? Is it Paul Revere and the Raiders?
No.
Was it the Kingsmen?
No.
Okay, what is the answer?
The man's name is Richard Berry.
He wrote it.
He wrote it, and he did a version of it in the 50s. He did it before the Kingsmen or Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Okay.
So the question was, who did it first? Was that the question?
Yes.
And in which case, then he did it do it first. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we ask you a question now.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes. In 1977, George Benson sang The Greatest Love of All. Later on, it was a big hit by Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Benson sung this song in the movie called The Greatest. Who was this film about? This board's going to get pretty full.
Oh, I guess it'd have to be Muhammad Ali.
That's right.
Hey.
We have our first winner.
We have a winner. You have a really tacky certificate of award that we'll be mailing out to you. And okay. I know you'll probably want to frame it. It is suitable for framing, and then you'll probably want to dump it in the toilet or someplace.
Okay.
But hold on, and Tony will take your name and address, okay? So we can send it out to you. Well, that's very good. Okay. Let's go to Andy, who is in Woburn. Hi, Andy.
Oh, good morning, Norm.
Good morning. What category would you like to do?
Could you give me the listing of categories?
Yeah, we just have rock and roll, or we have big bands, the old big band era.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the rock and roll. I know quite a bit about big band, but I don't know if some of those questions are kind of a little bit too obscure for me. So.
Okay, we'll go with the rock and roll then, and here's Ed who gives you a rock and roll question.
Okay, the question is, who originated the twangy guitar sound in the late 50s and 60s?
Okay. Oh, wow. Dwayne Eddy?
That's right.
Hey.
That's right. Very good.
Now, mm-hmm. now give us a question, if you would.
Okay. Let's see. What group was Eric Clapton in before he went on to Cream?
May I answer this question?
Of course.
The Yardbirds.
Well, wasn't he in John Mayall before he went? Between those two?
Let's see. I think it started off with the Yardbirds, John Mayall's Blues Breakers,
yeah.
Then Cream,
yeah.
and then Delaney and Bonnie, then Derek and the Donalds.
I was thinking of John Mayall.
We'll give it to him. We'll give it to him, I think.
Okay, is that... that's?
I mean,
he was in the Yardbirds, but I think he went to John Mayall from the Yardbirds. But
what do you think, Tony?
It seems to me that Yardbirds was his very first one, but I don't know, he sounds pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm not totally sure of the chronology, but I was thinking of John Mayall.
Okay, so we're stumped then, apparently.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's
okay,
right.
Now we'll hit
you
with
one. Yeah, I guess we're kind of stumped.
Okay.
We're all stumped.
We'll give you another question, then. If you get this correct, then you get another certificate of award, and you'll treasure it.
I will.
Okay, here's a famous person's real name. The real name is Elias McDaniels, who is the famous singer.
Teddy Pendergrass?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Are you going to give it to me? Are you going to tell me who it is? Or no?
No, we're going to save that, and anybody who knows the answer to that can use that as their opening question.
Okay,
so we should get the answer a little bit later on by somebody.
All right, well, thanks a lot, then.
Thank you, Andy. Let's go to Glenn in Brighton. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, Norm. This guy's good. I thought I was a music college, but this guy's good.
Okay, what category would you like?
It's a team effort, you know.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay, lay the question out.
All right. In 1983 and 1984, Michael Jackson had 7 hits from the Thriller album and sung on 3 hits from the Jacksons album. During that 2-year period, he had 3 other hits. Can you name any one of them?
I was hoping you'd ask me early 60s stuff because that's my specialty. I've been listening to talk radio since 1980.
I should ask you a question. You know, in other words.
Yeah, I should have. When I said rock and roll, I should have. You know, specified the period.
He had 3 other hits.
Was Eat It? I mean, Beat It. One of them.
No, Beat It was on Thriller. What we're saying is, he had all these hits from Thriller, and he had the Jacksons released an album too. He sung on about 3 of those, but he even had 3 other hot singles in those 2 years.
He did one with Paul McCartney, but I forget what it was called. The girl
we're going to have to move along, Glenn. I'm sorry that you didn't get that, but I appreciate the call. We'll go to Gary in New Hampshire. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Norm?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Good.
Let's call for rock and roll.
Okay.
And you know what?
Yep.
That one on Eliza McDaniels.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let me take a shot at that. Was that Gene McDaniels?
No, oddly enough. Sorry, we're off to a bad start. No, it wasn't Elias McDaniels. No.
Now I'm going to shoot myself.
Okay.
No, please don't.
Go on. Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Gary. We'll be doing this this game another time also, so if you don't fare too well now, whatever, try us again. Jim in Woburn. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'd like to go big band.
Big band stuff, okay. Here's a big band song. This big band leader had 2 theme songs. One was used at the opening of his set. That was Let's Dance, and the closing was Goodbye, as he closed out the evening. Who was the big band leader who used those 2 theme songs?
Ooh, wow.
Let's Dance and Goodbye.
Can you tell me what instrument he played?
No, that could be another question. As a matter of fact, I'll give you another clue. Bob Clayton, who I work with at another Boston station, who had the Boston Ballroom, used the Let's Dance theme as his
theme song on his radio show. Okay. But what band leader used that? Da 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 da. Silly bone buddy da da.
I'm guessing say Les Brown.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not a bad guess, but that wasn't quite it, Jim. Thank you very, very much.
Let's open up another space on the board.
That's right. Anybody wants to answer that, let's dance and goodbye. Who used that as a theme?
Shall I review some of the board questions?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right. So far unanswered, we're looking for Buddy Holly's real first name. We're looking for Elias McDaniels was the real name of a famous person. We don't know who. Looking for that. And we're also looking for Carl and the Passions. Later on, changed their name to a famous group. And that's about it on the board.
Okay, we'll go to Tammy, who's down in Kentucky. Hey,
hi.
Tammy. Hey, nice to hear from you.
How are you guys doing?
Okay, thanks.
Good. I want to go for the Buddy Holly question.
Go right ahead.
Charles Harden.
That's correct. Charles Harden Holly.
Cool.
Okay, good. Ask us something.
Well, the question I have, and if it's not legal, I'll ask you a different one, but I wanted to see if you would know who the first host of American Bandstand, the first person who substituted for Dick Clark in the American Bandstand.
Jay Leno. No, I'm on.
the first person who substituted for Dick Clark.
Yes.
Did he substitute fairly often enough to establish himself as a substitute?
No, but he hardly ever missed, and the first time was in the 70s, and it was a rock and roll star.
And a well-known person.
It was a musician.
That sounds like a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Anybody know the answer to that?
Hmm.
Little Richard?
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't Little Richard. I guess we have to give up. Who was it?
It was Donna Summer.
Donna Summer.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, good. The Donna Summer
Son
show.
Of a gun.
Wait, is Donna? Let me see if I get this right. Donna Summer was the first guest host of American Bandstand.
Yes. Wow.
Besides, so it was must have been all the way up into the 70s for
right.
about 20,
yeah,
15 or 20 years.
I mean, all the time. He never had a substitute until then.
Wow.
Okay, she's from around here too. You know, she's from Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll ask you one final question. If you get this one, you get a certificate of award, which is so treasured by so many people.
I've longed for one of those forever.
You're a wonderful person.
She's okay. Lying because I just made them up right now. All right, here's the question. Bono is the lead singer of U2. What is his real name?
Oh, goodness. There, I don't know. I don't know his name.
Oh, because goodness has nothing to do with you two. And I don't know what that means either.
What?
Okay, so we'll just have to sort of hang that up on the board there, too. And anybody who knows the answer to that can use that as their opening question. Hey, Tammy, thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jack Hart?
Yes?
There's that song called Tammy. Now, what? Who sung that?
Debbie Reynolds.
Was it Debbie Reynolds?
Yeah.
Tammy.
That answers that.
Yeah, she was in a movie by that name as well, I think. She played a mountain girl or something.
I believe that is absolutely
that
correct.
That could have been her.
Yeah, that was Debbie Reynolds. That could have been, now you mention it.
Mountain girl. Rick in Boston. Now, how you doing, Rick?
Good morning.
Good morning. What category?
Rock and roll.
Okay, rock and roll.
Now, could I ask, was there a Michael Jackson question on the board still?
That's right. The question was, in 1983 and in 84, Michael Jackson had 7 hits from the Thriller album and also 3 more hits from the Jacksons album. Now, the question was, can you name any one of 3 other hits he had in those 2 years? He had 3 other hits. If you could just name one other, you win.
I don't want that question. I was thinking of something else.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Good try, Rick, anyway. It really wasn't a good try, I suppose, at all, if you really think about it. Okay, we're going to Eric, who's up in the province of Ontario, Canada. Hi, Eric.
Hi there.
What's the category, rock or big band?
Rock and roll. And I'd like to try that Michael Jackson question, actually.
Go ahead.
He sang Say, Say, Say with Paul McCartney, and he was also on Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
That's right.
And I'm not sure of the third one.
That's right. She's right in the first two. The third one, by the way, was...
We Are the World?
No, it was Farewell, My Summer Love. I didn't count that. That's such a...
okay.
But that could be a four also.
Good job. You have a question for us, Eric?
Yeah. I was wondering if you could tell me which of the Beatles had the most success with his first solo release after the band broke up, and what the name of the song was.
Good question. Tony, all yours, babe.
Oh, man. I would never even know the name of the song.
Would it be Paul McCartney?
No, it's not.
Huh.
Oh, so you stumped us. Who was it?
It was George Harrison with My Sweet Lord. He was
the
number one.
That's right, My Sweet Lord.
Who further ended up getting sued by somebody who said that he got the melody from the song, I think, One Fine Day.
The Chiffons, One Fine Day.
Okay, here's your final question for a certificate of award, much treasured. All set? Okay.
Yep.
Who wrote the song Woodstock that was later a hit for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? Who wrote the song? It's on that famous Deja Vu album.
A little young for Deja Vu from Woodstock. But I'll guess Joan Baez.
Good guess, but wrong, sorry.
Okay.
Hey, thanks very much, Eric. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, this is just a darn much fun, isn't it, gang? Here's Fred, who's up in Maine. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Norman. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You asked a very easy question, big band. My God.
Okay. You want
Carl Maria von Weber's Invitation to Dance is Let's Dance and Goodbye and It's Benny Goodman. And who else do you want to ask?
No, that's good. That's the answer to that.
That's
obviously
it.
You're picking the big band. Mm. Now hit us with a question on the big band era.
I can ask a question?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you stump us, then we ask you one final question.
Okay, well, this is too easy. His first theme song was Skyliner, and later was Sentimental Journey.
Charlie Barnett?
No, Skyliner was Charlie Barnett, but...
No, Cherokee was Charlie Barnett.
Well, no, Skyliner, no, Charlie Barnett recorded Skyliner. He was
That's
the only
right.
one who did that. And you say Sentimental Journey... I think of Doris Day and Les Brown, although
right.
it was not Les Brown's theme song, though.
But Sentimental Journey wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
It became his theme song.
No, it wasn't. His theme song was Leapfrog.
Leapfrog, I'm sorry, you're
yeah,
right. The
yeah,
first
yeah.
one, though, was the old Duke Blue Devils theme song before that.
The
well,
Duke Blue Devils?
Yeah.
Well, no,
that was the original theme song.
Well, he was from Duke University when
yeah,
he first
I know,
formed
but
the band.
Have, they did have an original song.
Well,
at one point. I don't remember him ever playing it, but when
okay.
he first got started, he was there.
Okay, because Leapfrog was his theme song.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
And I could ask you several more. Summertime.
Well, no, call again. No, but thank you very much, Fred. Let's go to Nancy and Chelsea. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Norm. I kind of forget the question you asked, but it was that what program started with Let's Entertain or, you know that?
Let's Dance?
Yeah. Was that
yeah.
Benny Goodman?
Yes, it was, but we just got an answer on that.
Oh, I even had a question.
Well, no, well, that's okay. We can give you another. We can give you another question then.
Right.
And if you can answer this question, then you can ask me your question.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let's see. Hold on. I'm sorry. no, I had. Okay. Who used a bowl full of water and a straw to create a kind of music that he called rippling rhythm? You remember rippling rhythm? He blew into a bowl of water with a straw, and that began the band.
Hold on.
Okay.
That's it. Can I think a minute?
Yep. Well, not a whole minute, but a few seconds anyway. Yep.
I think she's got the staff working overtime. She's waking. It's 20 minutes of
work.
It's 20 minutes of 4 in the morning. She's yelling, "Hey, get that answer!"
Yeah, right. I got 72,000 people around me and no answer.
No answer.
Wow.
Okay, we'll put that up on the board.
I'll have to close now.
Okay, hey, thank you.
Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Should have asked her where she was calling from. She sounds like she's still at work. Eric in the town of Canton. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right, I want to try that Carl and the Passions question.
Carl and the Passions, go right ahead. Who do they become?
The Beach Boys.
That's right. Okay. Carl Wilson, go ahead.
All right, what Beach Boys song did Paul McCartney take part in the recording of?
Oh. Jack.
Oh, it's like on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, that wasn't it.
No.
We're not guessing this, but we're going to discuss this for one quick second.
Okay.
You guys, Good Vibrations, there's so much production in that. Could it be?
Yeah, no, I don't think, for some reason or another, I don't think it was that one.
Okay, I would say time is up. What is the answer?
Serpent Safari.
It's vegetables, my favorite vegetable.
Is that the one where the actual rhythm track is a chewing, someone actually chewing?
Yeah, he was chewing the carrots on that one.
That was Paul?
That was Paul.
He really helped out a lot on that one.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's the question for?
Okay, we have a final question for you, Eric.
Okay.
Gordon Lightfoot sang that great song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's a two-part question. What lake did it sink in, and how many people were killed in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No clue.
No clue at all.
No clue.
Okay.
No clue.
Okay, there's another question somebody can answer if they want to use that as their opening question. And thanks a lot for trying, Eric.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. 254-1030, 617 area code. Let's go to Bill in Chelsea. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning. I think I know the answer to that Gordon Lightfoot question.
Gordon Lightfoot, go right ahead.
It was the Lake Superior.
Lakes, go ahead, and then the second part.
And it rang. The bell rang 29 times for each member of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Both parts exactly right. Lake Superior and 29 people.
Good. Now ask us a question, if you would, please.
When the Buckinghams broke up, some of the members of the group went on to form another famous rock band. Do you know the answer to that?
Tony, you know that one?
Fleetwood Mac?
No, not Fleetwood Mac, no.
Hey, we got a winner then. Mm. What is the answer to that?
The answer is Chicago.
Okay, Chicago.
Chicago?
Okay.
Who went to Chicago?
Robert Lamb.
Oh, really? He was in the Buckinghams?
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, now one final question for you then, Bill.
One final question, and it is, hopefully you can hear us okay. Okay, here it goes. Who wrote Crazy? It was a big hit for Patsy Cline. Who wrote Crazy?
Who wrote Crazy?
Right.
Jeez.
It's a famous person. I wouldn't be that. Wouldn't ask you if it was that obscure.
Gee, I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bill. Thank you for trying.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Sorry
bye
about
now.
That. I thought I was thinking of Lindsey Buckingham. So.
No, yeah. I thought so too. That was my guess.
But Lindsey Buckingham didn't actually come in until after Fleetwood Mac was a blues band for a while.
It was long.
And Joe Walsh left. It was Joe Walsh.
Peter Green.
Well, saw a couple of the people left, and then they got Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Okay. All set. We'll try okay. Rob in Melrose. Hi, Rob.
I like to answer the Elijah McDaniel question.
Okay, it's Elias McDaniels and...
Bo Diddley?
Bo Diddley is correct.
Ah.
Very good. Ask us a question now, if you would, Rob.
Okay, name all the members of the Rolling Stones since the band's inception in 1964.
Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, who's the...
Bill Wyman. And Brian Jones.
There you go.
As well as Ian Stewart.
Okay, Rob?
Well, there was, that's not right. After Brian Jones died, they brought in Mick Taylor. Mick Taylor left, and they got Ronnie Wood.
Well, yeah, but that's not the inception.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Inception
hey,
is the beginning.
Listen, I think we can call their answer correct, Rob, and thank you for calling.
No, I don't know if you know this, but I think Jack Hart, he's really on top of this game. He really knows a lot of this stuff. I mean, he's handling traffic and stuff like that, but I think...
you think he's in the wrong field?
I don't know.
Okay, let's get some more. Let's try Bob in Fitchburg. Hi, Bob.
Hi, listen, big man,
band era. I think I know the answer to the Rippling Rhythms.
Okay.
I believe that was Shep Fields.
That's exactly right. It was Shep Fields, and it's kind of a Mickey Mouse band.
Yeah, he was one of my mother's favorites.
Oh, that's right. He's always somebody's mother's favorite. if you consider yourself at all hip. Although later on, I think he tried to get a little hipper than he was.
Yeah.
Okay, ask me a question now, if you would.
Sure. Benny Goodman was known as the King of Swing. What early pioneer of jazz also had the nickname King?
Well, there's some question, if you're thinking of the same person I am, there's some question about whether he was really the king. They called him the king of jazz. You're talking about Paul Whiteman?
No. King Oliver.
Yeah, but that's kind of a vague question because he was not the only king.
He wasn't known as the king, but he had the name King Oliver.
I did misunderstand the question. I thought, because you said King of Swing, so I thought...
The King of Jazz,
that sort of fit more than a name. Yeah. Hit me with another one. Then we'll discard that one and pretend you never asked it. Ask me, do one more. I say us because even though we have four of us answering on the big band era, maybe I keep thinking maybe I ought to know more than the others because I'm an old person. But that, some I know Ed knows some of the answers to this too. Anyway, hit me with another big band thing. Can you have one at the?
I have one for you.
We've already asked
a big band
him.
One.
Oh, I can answer one of the rock and roll ones.
Well, no, you sort of hit the big band category.
Want to change categories?
No, you don't. You don't want to. You have nothing to ask us then about the big band era. That's got a good beat there. I remember that was a it was a record by Dick Stabile and his orchestra back in 1905. Just a darn anxious to answer a question.
Okay. Who was the perhaps the most famous steel guitar player in the big band?
Alvino Ray.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the call. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah,
bye-bye. We're not fooling around
with
the minor leagues.
Wow.
Here, kids. Yeah, nobody's even heard of Alvino Ray.
I'm just here keeping the bench warm.
Okay. Okay, let's go to Norman. What a silly name. I'm Marblehead. How you doing, Norman?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Norman?
I'm just fine, thank you.
I blew the question. I knew it was Shep Fields and Rippling Rhythm.
Okay, do you want to answer another one of the big band questions?
I'll give it a try.
I don't know what other... Okay, I'll give you one. There used to be a network radio program. It was called Beat the Band. The listener had to beat the band by suggesting a song that the band did not know. They'd say, you know, can you play? And if they didn't know the name of it, they won. The band was led by Ted Weems. The vocalist became very well known, although he wasn't all that well known at that time. Who was the vocalist with the Ted Weems band during that Beat the Band era?
That talk host on the radio. Merv Griffin.
No, I'm sorry, it was not. Merv Griffin sang with Freddie Martin's orchestra.
Oh, that's right.
And there was another talk host, Mike Douglas, who sang with the K. Kaiser Band at one time. But it was neither of those. It was somebody else who's even better known than either of those two.
Really? Yeah. But I tell you, I have a good question for you.
Yeah, the only problem is you can't get to ask that, even though I'd love you to, because you kind of missed out on the first part.
Well, I knew two other... answers before that, but I couldn't reach you.
Well,
I knew the one about Benny Goodman and Shep Fields. I'm older than you are.
Nobody's older than I am.
Sure.
Of course, all Normans are old people. Otherwise, they wouldn't have those names.
Jeez, hey, I wish you'd let me go to sleep tonight.
that's a very nice thing to say.
Really,
I appreciate...
You know, I just came back from the warmer climate.
Where was that?
Down Florida.
Oh, well,
and,
I
missed you. I was down there for 7 months, and I missed you.
Hey, thanks, Norman. You're a nice person, Norman.
Well,
you know that.
I came back. Listen, anybody's name is Norman, it's okay with me.
Sort of a Norman invasion.
And who was the vocalist that played with Chick Webb?
Ella Fitzgerald.
How about Erskine Hawkins in the Palmer State Collegiate.
No, let me go now, Norman. You're going to keep asking.
Next time, Norman.
No. Well, let's go to Peter up in North Chelmsford.
Hi, Norm.
Hi, Peter.
How you doing? Okay. The Who Wrote Crazy?
Go right ahead. Who wrote Crazy?
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson is right.
Huh.
Hey, good. Ask us a question.
Now. Okay. Speaking on while we're on the subject of Norman, who did that song?
Norman. Ooh.
Yeah.
It was a one-hit wonder thing.
Yes. So actually, surprisingly not. She also had another one that I know of right off.
Like Arthur. Ooh.
Sue Thompson.
What was the name?
Sue Thompson.
Okay, I don't think anyone.
Okay. Movies make me cry.
Okay, nobody did know that. So you've passed the second test. Now we got a question for you. See how you do this for the certificate of award.
Okay.
Arlo Guthrie's biggest song hit was about a train. What was the train called?
City of New Orleans.
That's right.
Excellent.
Very good.
Excellent. We turn you over to Tony now to get all the information.
Okay.
Your name and address, and we can send you out this swell certificate of award, which you'll really love and treasure. Okay, let's go to Don in Peabody. Hi, Don.
Oh, now I'm upset because I know who Crazy was written by.
I'm sorry you just missed out on that, then. That's too bad. Do you want to take another one that's up there on the board, or do you want a new question?
No, I'll give you guys a rock and roll question.
No, we're going to ask you one first.
Okay.
Okay, you want a rock and roll question?
Rock and roll.
Okay.
All right. The question is, who are Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield better known as?
They are better known as the Righteous Brothers.
Hey, you're
That's
okay.
correct. Very good. That was an easy one. Go ahead. No, good work. That was good work.
Okay. A one-hit wonder by the group Paper Lace.
The Night Chicago Died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're even.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much, Don. Bye-bye now. Okay, 254-1030. Our area code is 617. Let me tell you about what's playing at the Charles Playhouse, and we'll get back to some more questions. And again, if when you call, be sure to have a question on whatever the category is, whichever category you pick, either the big band era or rock and roll. Well, they are brilliant. They are hysterical. They are the funniest comedians in Boston. They are the legendary Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca. Together again at Boston's Charles Playhouse, and Together Again, the smash hit musical comedy review that has Boston's critics and audiences cheering. Together Again is the funniest show in Boston. That's what Arthur Friedman of the Herald says. Joyce Kilhaywick says, Together Again is a vibrant show. Sid and Imogene remain brilliant comedians. Sidney Polanski of the Jewish Forward says, Machvi et Sibylle mit a cup in the hole and a fisa roof. Antonio Pescatori, who writes in La Notizia di Giorno, says, Roma non fu fatta in un giorno, eh? And so the raves just continue on and on, like the Frank Dolan.
Come on, give us one from one of those French magazines.
The French magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, the French magazine, Pierre Renteur of La Page, says, Ma chérie, vous avez un visage comme une grande pièce de fromage, n'est-ce pas?
And where's the end? You have to have that ending.
Ouais.
There it is.
Ouais. Says, ouais, ouais. Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca together again at the Charles Playhouse. They're a fun group. They are a fun group, said some French critic who couldn't speak French too well. Anyway, now at the Charles Playhouse through June 7th only. For tickets, call 426-6912. That's 426-6912. For Sid and Imogene Together Again. And as my Hungarian gypsy princess grandmother used to say about Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca, show me a funny comedy team, and I'll show you a green beach ball. Nobody could make heads or tails out of what the old lady was talking about. Hey, let's go to Arnold in Winthrop. Hi, Arnold. Are you there, Arnold?
Gee, I told him to lower his radio and hang on, and he was there.
Yeah.
Okay. He's outside on the windowsill right now, hanging on.
Yeah, he's lowering lowering the phone radio down.
Okay, Arnold, what category would you like?
Oh, God.
Oh, Arnold, would you turn the damn radio down for crying out loud? Turn the damn radio down, Arnold.
1 second, all right?
1 second, okay.
You said to lower his radio. He put it on the floor.
No, but seriously, folks.
Hello?
Arnold, you're making a whole production out of this.
Yeah, I turned it down.
Okay, what category do you want?
No, I want to answer that question on the single with Ted Weems.
Yes.
That was Perry Como.
Perry Como is right.
Very good.
Very good. Now ask us a question, if you would, all right, please. Fire away. What's the question?
Glenn Miller... Glenn Miller made a record called the Anvil Chorus.
Yes.
That's an aria for some opera. What opera is that from?
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
I don't know. Is that from
Aida?
Yeah, it sounds like maybe that. Is that Aida?
No.
By Giuseppe Verdi.
No.
I don't know. What aria is that? What opera?
It's from the opera Il Trovatore.
Il Trovatore.
Oh.
Very good question. I like that.
That's very, very good. Okay, I'll give you one final question on the big band era, okay? Okay. Who worked with Guns, auto horns, sneezes, hiccups, and other wild sounds to create one of the most popular novelty bands in the United States? All kinds of strange gimmicks he used.
Who was Spike Jones?
Spike Jones is correct.
Yay! Hey. All right.
That's correct. Okay, talk with Tony, if you would, and he'll take your name and we'll send you a certificate of award. Congratulations, Arnold.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Okay. Do you know that song, that the opera Aida was actually originally written about that man's morning habits, and it was originally Aida Breakfast?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
And I'm kind of glad I didn't know that. I hope nobody ever brings it up ever again. You know, you want to do this another hour? Should we continue another hour with this stuff?
Sure.
Is that okay with you, Ed?
I got tons of questions.
Okay, how about you, Tony? Is that okay if we go another hour? Because you're the big-time producer here and the director. He's busy trying to get Arnold's name and address and stuff. Okay, stay tuned and we'll do that another hour.
Take a fresh look, what do you say? Take a fresh look at purity today.
Peter Sedini, president of Purity Supermarkets, talks about value.
Value in today's economy is certainly one of the most important ingredients in a customer's shopping decision. We changed the store dramatically. We've upgraded the quality substantially. At the same time, by virtue of our buying efficiency, we've been able to lower the cost component. So the customer ends up with a lower retail, but substantially better quality. It's very easy to substitute lower quality product and give you a lower price point. But we have a philosophy that says that quality comes first.
Take a fresh look. What do you say? Take a fresh look at purity. Today.
This week at Purity, get 7 bone chuck roast family packs, just 99 cents a pound.
Played a lot of a very well-known band.
Oh, boy.
Oh, please know the answer, Ben, because I want to know what your question is.
Let me see. I saw the movie. I can't remember. I'll take a chance to say Glenn Gray and the Castellano.
Oh, you were sort of close with the first name, but not the second name.
Glenn Miller?
Yeah, but you already said Glenn Gray. I'm so sorry,
Ben.
All
right.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Will you let me ask you the question?
Ask the question anyway.
Who was the female singer who sang on a Tuesday night at the Campbell Caravan with Benny Goodman's band? She sang The First Time and The Angels Sing was the name of the song.
Yeah, and
written by Ziggy Elman. What was her name?
A woman sang that. Oh, yeah. Smile and the angel sang that. Yeah, that. Was that Helen O'Connell?
No.
No, not Helen O'Connell. Helen Forrest.
No.
Neither one, huh? Who?
Lilton Martha Tilton.
Martha Tilton. Yes, yes, you're so right.
Yep. I was there at the broadcast on a Tuesday night.
Were you the guy? You're the one who was there.
Yep.
Hey, I'm sorry. Neither one of us did too well.
That's okay. I listened to you as much as I can.
Well, thanks a lot,
Ben. All right, Norman. Have a nice evening.
You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now. Okay, if you want to take part in this musical quiz, 254-1030, the two categories are the big band era and just rock and roll in general.
And
Yes?
I'm taking calls now. A couple of people have said Leo in Boston, as a matter of fact, is on the line, but also someone before Chris mentioned that it is
Il Trovatore.
Yeah,
is correct.
It sounds similar from Evita, but it isn't.
Okay.
Professional March or something like that.
Okay.
There on line four, line three, can probably add a little bit to it.
Okay, but obviously that seems to be the correct answer,
yeah.
the one the fellow gave.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you for calling, all of those of you did. Rusty in the town of Winchington.
That's right.
Hi, Rusty. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
The Woodstock question. It's on the board.
Go ahead.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell is correct. Who wrote Woodstock for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? The answer is Joni Mitchell.
Hmm.
Now you go ahead and ask us one.
Okay, there was somebody that called earlier that answered the Norman song correctly, Susie Thompson. They said her second hit was Sad Movies Always Make Me Cry. What is the other big hit that she made?
Okay, let's pass this one over to...
I didn't even hear the question, I'm sorry.
Sue Thompson's third hit?
Yeah. Actually, I think it was bigger than Sad Movies Always Make Me Cry.
Happy Movies Always Make Me Laugh.
Jack, I like that.
Oh, Jack, knock it off.
I'm sorry.
Is it something to do with walking or something like that?
No. How about running?
No. We give up.
Paper Tiger.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well. Now we ask you the final question for this round. Okay, here we go. Who sings backup on Stevie Wonder's Grammy Award winning You Haven't Done Nothing in 1974? Who sings backup? This one song. If you can kind of recall the tune, it might spur your memory.
1974?
That's right. It's a famous group at the time.
I'll guess the Four Tops.
Good guess, but wrong. Sorry.
Okay,
thank you very much,
Rusty.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. Let's take a break for a couple of messages, as we say. Or sometimes we admit that they're playing outright commercials. And then we'll be right back.
Take a fresh look. What do you say? Take a fresh look at purity today.
Peter Cedini, president of Purity Supermarkets, talks about value.
Value in today's economy is certainly one of the most important ingredients in a customer's shopping decision. We changed the store dramatically. We've upgraded the quality substantially. At the same time, by virtue of our buying efficiency, we've been able to lower the cost component. So the customer ends up with a lower retail but substantially better quality. It's very easy to substitute lower quality product and give you a lower price point. But we have a philosophy that says that quality comes first.
Take a fresh look. What do you say? Take a fresh look at purity. Today.
This week at Purity, get 7-bone chuck roast family packs just 99 cents a pound, limit 2 per customer. Fresh large cantaloupe, 69 cents each. 2-liter Coke varieties, just 89 cents. Plus, double manufacturer's coupons to make the best values even better, only at Purity.
Do your legs hurt when walking? Do you have muscle pain in your legs or buttocks after a prolonged walk? You may be suffering from peripheral vascular disease. WBZ presents A Matter of Health, brought to you by St. Elizabeth's Hospital. Peripheral vascular disease is most common among older people, above all cigarette smokers. Those affected suffer from clogged arteries and poor circulation. Patient Richard Quinn.
I would have to stop. My legs would cramp so badly.
Dr. Jeffrey Isner of St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
The use of balloon angioplasty and related techniques that are performed by inserting a catheter into a blocked artery and allowing us to open that artery up is definitely a major advantage for this age group of people.
Major surgery is no longer needed, providing patients relief from pain. If you'd like more information about cardiac disease, call 1-800-245-ST-EASE for a free brochure.
Okay, we'll get back to the musical trivia in just a moment. We have some open lines if you care to call and be part of this. You can ask us questions. We'll ask you questions on rock or on the big band era, whatever you'd like. Five-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast, first of all, with Roy Gallant. Mostly clear and chilly the rest of the night. I guess the rest of the night is pretty well gone. It's 48 degrees outside of WBZ studios right now. And then today, during the day, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs 70 to 75 degrees. At night, mostly clear, lows 48 degrees. Saturday, sunshine yielding to clouds, high 70 to 75, cooler near the coast. Sunday, rain may arrive Saturday night and continue into Sunday with highs in the mid-60s. Monday, a mixture of clouds and sun, perhaps another shower with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Again, 48 degrees. And 254-1030, area code 617. And we'll get back to the game in just a minute.
A fabulous cruise to a foreign country is now more affordable than ever. You don't have to go to Florida to take it, and you don't need to spend an arm and a leg to enjoy yourself. All you have to do is pick a day, then pick up the phone and book passage aboard the Scotia Prince, New England's overnight cruise ship to Nova Scotia. The nightly round-trip adventure from Portland, Maine is called the Overnight Sensation, and no wonder. You get a private cabin, breakfast, buffet on the return cruise, plus use of all cruise facilities for just $89. Enjoy live entertainment. Try your luck at Las Vegas-style fun, dance, and dine. Go to the movies. Shop for terrific bargains. Whale watch. Much more. $89. Now, this rate can't last forever. Certain restrictions do apply. So call this number for details. 1-800-341-7540 or ask the Portland Information Operator for Prince of Fundy Cruises. The overnight sensation. All the fun of an ocean cruise in 23 hours.
Take a fresh look. What do you say? Take a fresh look at Purity today.
Hi, I'm Kevin Morrison, manager of the remodeled Purity Superstore in Hingham. You've heard us talk about all the changes at Purity, but this time, listen to our customers.
I think it's wonderful. It's a convenient, pleasant shopping experience.
I've been shopping at Purity for 15 years, and I like the prices in this store.
I like the layout of it. The aisles are nice and wide.
It's bigger. It's cleaner. A lot more variety.
This ranks right up there with some of the best places I've seen.
I love shopping at Purity.
All over New England, Purity is working hard to be the best, and it's working. We're committed to improving our stores, giving you better service, and great prices like these.
This week at Purity, get 7-bone chuck roast family packs, just 99 cents a pound, limit 2 per customer. Fresh large cantaloupe, 69 cents each. 2-liter Coke varieties, just 89 cents. Plus, double manufacturer's coupons to make the best values even better, only at Purity.
Okay, let's try some more questions. We have with us, of course, Tony Nesbitt is with us.
Yes.
And we have Jack Hart.
Howdy.
Howdy. And we also have, of course, Ed Mullen, who's with us. And you can, as you call, pick the category you would like, either the either rock and roll, and that could be any question for during the whole history of rock and roll, or ask us, try the big band thing, whatever you'd like. Let's go to Wilf, who's up in the province of Ontario. Hi, Wilf.
There's Wilf.
Yes, Wilf.
How you doing, Norm?
Okay, how are you doing?
Play me a tune.
Would you like a question? What category would you like?
Just throw any question at me.
Okay, here's a
question. I'm not in Toronto. I'm a downtown Barrie.
What does that mean, Wilf, exactly?
That means I'm up in northern Ontario, and boy, this is where to live.
Yeah?
I'm 68 years young. I was born in 1924.
Nobody,
when were you born, Norm?
None of your business, Will.
Ask me a question.
Okay. What category?
I like that lieutenant.
Wilf. What category would you like?
Oh, the Jersey bounce.
What category would you like, big band or rock and roll?
Well, young fella Burnett.
What are you talking about, Wolf?
Ask me a question.
Are you having a nervous breakdown?
Put your program director on.
Wolf, I'll listen to you guys.
You know, up here in Northern Ontario.
See you later, Wolf. Let's go to Mike. I have no idea.
Wow.
I think the cold weather, maybe the bears of Northern Ontario, are getting to him.
You know why that's the place to live? Because he's the only guy up there.
That's right. He used to live with people, but they decided that wasn't a terribly good idea. In fact, one of the strange things about Wolf is he was raised kind of by a group of wolves.
By a pack of wolves?
Yeah. Wolves, yeah. Okay, Mike in Andover. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I'd like to answer the Bono question.
Go right ahead. The question that was on the board.
Right.
Bono is lead singer of U2.
I can't remember.
Paul Hewson, right?
Paul Hewson is correct.
There we go.
Now go ahead and ask us a question, please.
Who sang backup on the Steely Dan song, I've Got the News?
Michael McDonald?
That's right.
All right.
That's the Asia album, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's one of my favorite albums. I love that.
Thanks.
Okay. Now let me see. We ask you a question.
He got it right, though.
Yes, you did. Now you get it right. All you have to do is answer this question, and you win it. Am I right?
We got his question, so he's gone. We defeated him.
Oh,
he didn't stump
right.
us.
That's right. I'm sorry, Mike. That's right. He did defeat you.
But call again with another question. That was a good question.
Very good question.
Good question because we knew the answer.
Right. If you didn't know the answer, it would be a really stupid question. You ought to be ashamed. However, 254-1030. Our area code is 617, and we would like very much to hear from you. Son of a gun, it's coming up to 4:30. I think what we ought to do, we'll take some more questions in just a moment. That's what we ought to do. We'll be around till 5 o'clock. At 5, Gary LaPierre will be here with the whole WBZ news team, including Peter Mead and Jackie Goddard, and Gil Santos will be updating you on sports. And Elliot Abrams with weather information. Speaking of sports, Red Sox beat California last night 2-1. What a lovely victory. 2-1. Won again. Kansas City took Detroit 5-1 and Texas over Chicago 4-2. And in the National League, Chicago beat San Francisco 5-0. But really, even more important, Portland won their series against the Utah Jazz by beating Utah 105-97, so Portland has won that series 4-2. They go on to take on the winner of the Chicago-Cleveland series, which the Bulls lead 3-2.
Doubles.
I beg your pardon?
Doubles.
Yeah. That's a skit from Saturday Night Live.
Oh. The series begins Wednesday, obviously either against Cleveland or against Chicago. And, in the National Hockey League playoff there, the Penguins beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1. And so Pittsburgh leads that series 2-0. And we'll be back we won't be back in just a moment. Let's go to Janet in Rhode Island. And again, 254-1030. If you'd like to play the music quiz with us, we'd love to have you give us a call. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Is this the Juice Man?
Is this the Juice Man?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you watching People Are Talking?
Yes, I am.
This is the second call I've received now. That show was broadcast yesterday at 12:30.
Yeah, they don't.
Oh.
Yeah, see you. And also,
I had a couple of questions about my daughter, and that's why.
Okay, ask a question. Maybe we can help you.
Well, they gave the number to call. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. They gave this number.
They gave this number on television.
Yeah, they did.
It's the repeat of.
Oh, it's a repeat. But why'd they give the radio one? I guess because Tom Bergeron was going to talk about it on radio, too.
Gee,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, ask the question. We'll see if we can answer.
Well, I had a question for the doctor, and I had a question for the Juice Man. I don't know.
Okay, I have to be the doctor, and we have
the
Juice Man here. Go right ahead.
First name is Orange.
Oh, he's never going to stop, is he? Huh?
I'm sorry.
That was a plump.
Yeah, what's the question?
Well, my daughter's got a very severe kidney problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. We won't joke about that. That's too serious. No, this is radio silent. I thought you were going to ask a frivolous question, and like we could be clowns about it. But you have a very serious question, and I don't want to joke about that. So I we'll have to admit we don't have any idea.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted. I figured I'd call them because I thought they were,
Yeah, no, but they're on. What you're watching is a repeat.
Oh.
Yeah, they won't take answers to questions either. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because that was broadcast yesterday afternoon at 12:30.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they rebroadcast it at night to fill in some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see, because I wanted to I was referring to the diet pot, and that's what I was going to question them about, because I know they were calling you.
No, you sound like a nice person. I hope everything works out well for you, but we certainly won't joke about a situation at your house, which is obviously too serious to joke about.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Janet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Take care. How about Bob, who's in Maine? Hi, Bob. You're on WBC.
Hi, Norm.
Hi.
I'd like to have something about rock and roll 50s or 60s, if I could.
Okay, fire away. That is Will Fire Away with a question.
Okay, who wrote the song I'm a Believer? It was a big hit for the Monkees. Who wrote the song I'm a Believer? Very famous singer, songwriter.
Tuffy. Was it one of the Monkees?
No, it was not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I ask one question?
You can, but you're already,
I know, I'm out, but can I ask Norm this one?
Sure, go right ahead.
Who made the hit He? One-time hit.
Al Hibbler?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now. So I thought, that wasn't rock and roll. Al Hibbler is a blind singer. I shouldn't say a blind singer. The blindness has nothing to do with it. But quite a good singer who sang at one time with the Count Basie band.
Did he sing Unchained Melody also?
He sang Unchained Melody, yeah. We used to call him Al Hibbler because he used to do a lot of He gave me the bone. If you know Al Hibbler, that is an exact duplication of his voice. That is just frighteningly
beautiful. He even looks like Al.
Yeah, when I do his songs, I do that, yeah. No, Al Hibbler is a great vocal. I don't know whether he's still alive or not. I remember seeing him in some of the clubs a few years ago. Anyway, 26 minutes before 5 o'clock. The lines are quiet now. Isn't that amazing?
Hmm.
Yeah, because we have these great certificates of award to give away if you want to take part in the contest. The phone number is 254-1030. The area code is 617. If you don't want to take part in it, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's up to you. But let's take a break for a couple of spots, and then we'll be right back.
The biggest selection of conversion vans is here for you this weekend. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center Wakefield. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Come meet the factory reps from Explorer, Charade, Gladiator, Mark III, and Tiara. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show under the tent at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center. Conversion van prices start at only $15,999. And register to win a free color TV, VCR, a Nintendo game, plus exciting vacation packages. Enjoy free hot dogs and hamburgers from Liberty's Weenie Wagon. Plus, every test drive comes with a free baseball cap. Don't miss the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and Van Center Wakefield this weekend only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Take Route 128 to Exit 41 in Wakefield, where you see the giant tent and the large American flag, to get to the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center.
Hi, this is WBZ's Peter Mead, and I'm urging you to make a difference in the fight against AIDS. You can participate in the From All Walks of Life Pledge Walk with me on Sunday, May 31st on the Boston Common. All you have to do is walk with a pledge sheet in this annual 6-mile walk for AIDS prevention and care. So ask your friends and family to sponsor you or sponsor me by calling 782-1030. For a pledge sheet, call 617-424-WALK. That's Sunday, May 31st at the Boston Common. Take a walk and take action. It's your day to make a difference in the fight against AIDS. Only from WW Grinder Chippers and Shredders and New England's News and Information Station, WBZ, AM 1030.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're going to wind this up at this moment, and it's been fun doing all of this. Ed, I want to thank you very, very much for being a swell part of all this.
My pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Let's do it again. Some other time. Oh, will, you betcha.
We will be. Yeah. He's doing my whole act.
In that little cafe.
In Antwerp, Belgium, where we first met during the war. Okay. And that's been fun. And Tony, I thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
I'm glad I could be of help.
You certainly have been. And Jack, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And we'll look for your next report just after the 5 o'clock.
Oh, no, it won't be me.
Oh, you're all through now?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any traffic news we should know about right now, by the way?
Well, of course, the roads are filling up with lightning speed, just getting packed with traffic. The Callahan Tunnel remains closed, two-way in the Sumner Tunnel. And on Route 3, heading northbound in Billerica by Concord Road, more work crews to contend with.
I'm glad I asked you. That was really nice. And you said it with such a nice rap kind of sound. I danced. All of us were dancing right through that. Hey, good. We'll talk to you a little bit later then, big guy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, in fact, we'll talk with them tonight, I believe, overnight tonight. Hey, Ed, again, thank you, Ed Mullen, for being part of all this. Did I already thank you?
Thank you again. See you later on.
And Tony, too. Okay. We'll take some other calls in just a minute and see what else is going on. Our phone number is 254-1030, area code 617. We're coming up to about 18 before 5. And the topics are whatever you would like them to be.
Think about this. We just enjoyed a 31-year-old cassette tape that was kept in a shoebox and sounds just like it was recorded yesterday. Truly amazing. Don't forget to support the show on Patreon and always like, subscribe, and share. See you all next week, closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Till Eulenspiegel, Richard Strauss, Merry Pranks, Hints, or the Lack Thereof, Roy Gallant, Ish Kabibble, American Bandstand, Donna Summer, Peter Sedini, and Kevin Morrison of Purity Supermarkets, Tammy the Mountain Girl, Carl and the Passions, Dick Stabile, Alvino Ray, Arthur Friedman, Joyce Kilhaywick, Sidney Polansky, Antonio Pescatore, and Pierre Vontois. People are talking. The Doctor and the Juice Man. Gary, Gil, Jackie, Peter and Elliot. Al Hibbler, the Liberty Weenie Wagon. Jack Hart, Ed Mullen, and your quiz conductor, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.